You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We continue now our series of conversations with young farmers in Michigan. The future of agriculture is in their hands. Some of the farmers that we've spoken with are working on their family farms, carrying on a tradition that has spanned generations. Aziza Ford is taking a different path to her farming career. She grew up in Detroit, and at the beginning of next year, she will begin full-time farm work heading up north to Benzie County. Aziza, great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, you have moved around a lot, worked a variety of jobs, and I'm kind of curious about the path that led you to farming. What are the most important jobs that you've had that influenced your decision to embrace farming?
So I left culinary school in Vermont, but I started an internship at Salt of the Earth in Finnville. It's a farm-to-table restaurant. So while I was there, we would sometimes, me and Matthew Peach, we would go help the farmer, one of the farmers he would get his produce from, and we would pick tomatoes or help with weeding or something like that. And I really realized that I really wanted to be part of farming. So that job really helped me with that. And also working at a food co-op in Kalamazoo. I've always felt myself pulled to living a more rural life. I don't know. I guess I have like some ambitious goals myself before this farm even came up to me. Like with the help of the MSU program, the Organic Farmer Training Program, that really did help me to have tools that I could use to attack this farm project. So it's, I think we're going to start out small. So it's 38 acres of land, but I'll probably start off with like 1 to 2 acre market garden. And then there'll be a bunch of like permaculture type garden plots around it. So I'm still trying to figure out how we're going to design it, but I think that it'll go well.
And where will you be working?
So in Benzie County, it's in Honor, Michigan, but I'll be there at Wild Things Farm. We're going to be growing, so they want lots of perennial fruit and nuts. So we'll be having chestnuts. There are a few sugar maples on the property, so they're interested in actually sending me up in January and tapping some of the maple trees. That's something I have not done before. So we'll be doing that. Raspberries, strawberry production next year. So we'll be planting a lot of this stuff in the spring.
What is it you love about farming?
What do I love about farming? I guess for me, it feels like it has a lot more flexibility than I have ever had in the kitchen. And with farming, you're like, I'm outside all the time. I'm also Muslim, so like it's easier for me to take a break and like make salat, to make prayer. And it brings me a lot more peace than the kitchen does. Like in the kitchen, I would oftentimes be frustrated and not in the best mood. But with farming, I find that I'm not like that. I'm more happy. I smile a lot more. And it's just overall more peace in my life.
In fact, you're very passionate about the food justice movement. Where did that come from?
I spent part of my life in Arkansas. My grandmother, she had quite a few children. I think at the time when I was there with my little brother, there were probably about 12 kids in the house. And my grandfather, he was the only one that did have a job, and he worked at Sears. We grew a large garden. It was massive. We had pecan trees, peach trees, and cucumbers. I remember weeding and picking all sorts of fruit. But ever since then, like, that has always stuck with me. Like, if ever things got tied with money, that was an option that I had. And when I moved back to Detroit, I realized there were a lot of people that were like low income, but not many people were growing vegetables. There were a few folks. So I attempted to raise a garden in my dad's backyard, and it was clay-ridden soil, still is, but it was very difficult. I couldn't really grow anything. The only thing that would grow were daylilies. But there was an organization, they still work within my dad's neighborhood, but they had a project when I was about 13 or 14, where they showed homeless how to grow their own vegetables, and manage their vegetable gardens. So we helped to establish those gardens. So I spent the summer with them doing that. And that just really helped me get there. And then while being in Vermont, I just really, I couldn't take it anymore with just the elite side of food with all the plating and having a little $60 plates. And
like, you saw the need. You've seen people in need.
Yeah, I saw the need. So organic food shouldn't just be available to folks that can afford it, that have a higher income. Like lower income folks should have that same opportunity. And we might have to do it in different ways, but I think it should still be accessible.
Do you see a lot of people your age, a lot of young, do you see many young people who have the same interest in farming, or are you kind of an outlier?
You know, for me, I am seeing a lot more folks that are interested in farming, quite a few folks in Detroit. A lot of them are interested in urban farming, but some of my cohorts with the Organic Farmer Training Program at MSU, like there were quite a few young folks and some older for sure, but they're all, I don't think any of them really had any farmers in their families like before. So they're all, I think most of us are first generation farmers.
What are your own goals when you look down through the years and see yourself in agriculture, see yourself as a farmer? What do you see?
I would like to have a overall just a very productive farm based on, like, I'll be doing the permaculture type farm with a, like, kind of a hybrid with a market garden. But my goal is with this is to encourage people to grow some of their own food, to eat more vegetables that they may not be familiar with kohlrabi, with rutabaga. Some folks down here aren't familiar with things like that. Just, like, taking those things and really using that. And I want to teach people how to cook, how to use those so that overall they will eat less processed foods and, I don't know, take the power into their own hands.
Well, good luck as you head off at the beginning of the year to Benzie County to Wild Things Farm. And we'll have to check in and see how things are progressing as
you
get things started.
Yes.
Aziza Ford, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Cynthia.